Hello everyone, welcome to Open Mic Podcast presented by the Open Doors Initiative, which explores the challenges and opportunities of the working world from the perspectives of marginalized communities. The podcast will take the form of short interview segments with individuals who will share their life experiences and insights. My name is Hoga Yosefi Wardak, hosting the Open Mic Podcast. The podcast will be available from the Open Doors website and from different podcast streaming providers. It will be promoted online through social media and our member companies and supporting partners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Open Mic from Open Doors. I'm hosting this Open Mic. So, today guest again, very talented, special. And the example for the all women around the world. So Melissa Bush, equality, diversity, and inclusion country leader in EY Island. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Thanks a million. So I will start my questions. And I'm asking my guest from the journey that where they start and what was the journey?
So that's a really interesting question, and it really does go back to my heritage. Everything is seeded in where I'm from and how I've grown up. Mm-hmm. So I'm originally from South Africa. Wow. And I am a very proud South African. Mm-hmm. The lessons learned through growing up through post-apartheid and understanding all the indignities that my family would have faced mostly, mm-hmm. That really shaped me as a human being.
Yeah.
I also think that one of the key milestones in my life was by accident meeting Nelson Mandela.
Really?
So that was a big moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the waterfront in South Africa, and he came for a visit. Mm-hmm. I ran to my mom. I asked her to give me some money, please. I want to go get Nelson Mandela some flowers. So I ran off, got some flowers, got them dethorned and everything. Yeah. Made my way past his bodyguards. Mm-hmm. Don't know how I did that. All of about 13 years old. And he took me by my hands, and it was such an amazing moment. And he looked at me, and he said, "You're a very brave young lady."
Wow.
And those words are really important to me.
Yeah.
Because I take that with me wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain to you what that moment was like.
Yeah. Like when you're young and someone motivated you in the way you are and you want to be. So it's so good. Melissa, tell me, that what brought you into the world of DEI and makes you so passionate about the area of business?
So I suppose it's building on that interaction, building on my heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a mixed heritage background.
Mm-hmm.
It's influenced me in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
My parents as well, they worked really hard. They put me through private school in South Africa, and mm-hmm. it was one of the first mixed race private schools in South Africa. And that was a really important thing. I think they knew what they were doing, but I don't think they actually imagined the impact of it, mm-hmm. because it drove home.
Yeah.
Why do we separate? Why do we segregate? Why do we create difference?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just didn't experience that at school. Not in that way anyway. It's obviously mm-hmm. it permeates through households because of the history of South Africa. Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted to do is make an impact in this world, a positive impact, and bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do it in a constructive way.
Mm-hmm.
So my career has been a bit of a journey.
Mm.
It started with wanting to become a solicitor, a lawyer.
Wow.
Oh, I hated it.
Why you hate?
too much paperwork.
Really?
And I wanted to be close to the ground. I wanted to be, you know, really making that tangible difference. And ended up opening up a restaurant with my mom.
Wow,
in South
where?
Africa, in South Africa. Wow. Simply Delicious. Mm-hmm. Which my mom still
It was
has.
Traditional restaurant?
Yeah, traditional home-cooked food, South African home-cooked foods. And then I went on to do a marketing
for the restaurant.
Yeah, so I realized through that, I actually love marketing and communication. So I followed that path. Ended up becoming a marketing manager for an investment company in South Africa and traveled throughout Africa and the Middle East as well.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful because there I started realizing the differences, but also the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And what really came to bear for me is and how I started shaping my ethos, you know, what's core to me, really developed around that stage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a philosophy in South Africa called Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And Ubuntu talks about the social connection between each other. I am because you are.
Yeah.
And I recognize that in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to Ireland, I had to take a few steps back in my career. And I'm fast forwarding a little bit. I'm sure you're going to ask me about why I came to Ireland.
why you choose Ireland?
Ireland chose me, I think.
Really?
I met my husband in South Africa and my husband is Irish.
Oh my God. How it happened? You face the Irish.
Oh my goodness. Let's just say it was a girls' night out and I met him on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way I thought I'd meet my future husband, but hey, we're here now. And ended up getting married and decided, hey, let's get some international experience. So let me go over to Ireland for a couple of years. And I never thought I'd immigrate to another country.
Yeah.
I'm proudly South African. And we moved. Yeah.
So your husband brought you to the island.
Yeah, he brought me here. But I got transferred with the organization that I was working with in South Africa as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first few years here was a little bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit of a challenge because you come over, you have rose-tinted glasses at first.
Yeah.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be amazing.
If I ask you how you would describe yourself at the first year of career in Ireland.
Yeah, first year was the first couple of months was fine. I everything's new. You're kind of putting yourself out there, but then the reality hits that you don't have the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have friends or close relations that are near you.
Yeah.
My husband's family is amazing, but they live a little bit further away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the beginning of our marriage. So you've got all these little barriers that you create for yourself as well. So I threw myself in that first 2 years, I threw myself into education so I could start broadening my network.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best things I did for myself.
Wow, that's good. Let's back to the business, Melissa. Mm. I'm going to ask you how can gender equality will be a good answer to creating the value for future generation? What do you think?
Absolutely. Gender equality is the North Star. Equality is the North Star. That's what we're working towards. I'm trying to work myself out of a job here.
Work, if I ask you to compare the word of equality with equity.
Exactly that.
So how you will compare these two words?
So that's exactly where I wanted to go with it. Equality is the North Star. How we get there is through equity.
Yeah.
It's through recognizing that people have different starting points, that their challenges are different.
Mm-hmm.
So this one-size-fits-all approach is not going to work to unlock potential.
I agree.
To truly unlock the value that diversity brings means that we have to start with valuing difference.
Mm-hmm. So, which one you will prefer? Equality for your own self, for others, or equity?
In the world that we're living in now, equity.
Equity.
In the utopia world that I'd like to create.
Really?
Equality.
Equality. Why you will choose equality?
I think that's what we're striving towards.
Mm-hmm.
That we have equal rights, equal mm-hmm. opportunities for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of getting there, we have to work through the behaviors that drive bias, mm-hmm. the behaviors that drive difference, that marginalize groups.
Mm-hmm.
And equity is going to get us there.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, Melissa, that the way you're working, have you ever faced the challenge and problems in this way?
Absolutely. I mean, like, personally...
How you handle it?
So personally, of course, you're going to face mm-hmm. Challenges around equity in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a few, like for me, there's a few things there just around mm-hmm. how you get treated differently as a woman when mm-hmm. you walk into a meeting.
Mm.
And that's happened to me in past roles, past mm-hmm. Organizations where you're just treated like someone that's there to do mm-hmm. the minutes or make the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. You also might not necessarily have access to the same networks,
mm-hmm.
And that is a real challenge as you navigate your career. If you want to get ahead, particularly in Ireland, you have to have a rich network of people that you can learn from and you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand how the market works. This is where sponsorship and mentorship becomes paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about someone tapping your shoulder and going, hey, I want to sponsor you.
I agree.
It's about you going, hey, I want to be sponsored. These are my gaps.
Yeah.
I understand what these gaps are and I need your help with it.
Mm-hmm.
In life, things don't happen to you.
Yeah.
You make things happen.
I agree.
Yeah. And even in challenging situations, and I know I'm talking from a place of privilege. Mm-hmm. But in challenging situations, you have to use your voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep your eyes open and you have to be able to put yourself out there. And that was, for me, in the first 2 years of being here, a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to tell everyone who I am from the beginning. I have to,
mm-hmm.
I'm almost recreating who Melissa is.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to tell my husband, particularly in the first 2 years of being here, is that the sense that I've lost my compass.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost who I am and the direction that I'm going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way, not the only way, one of the ways that you can get that back is by putting yourself back out into that world,
mm-hmm.
leaning into that discomfort and being willing to learn more
mm-hmm.
and to unlearn things that you've learned before. Because mm-hmm. I've got my cultural nuances mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating how you can evolve as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But it's a choice.
Yeah. Melissa, in this point that you said that no one will come to say that I will sponsor you, you should say that... like sponsor me, yeah. In this point, I want to ask you or your message for especially for the woman that they are migrants in Ireland, like how they can move and what should they do to achieve their goals.
Absolutely.
Especially for women.
Yeah. Sure. So the migrant women in Ireland. What I've learned through a program that we run in EY called the Refugee Access Program,
yeah,
is that there is a massive source of untapped talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that untapped talent is disguised by lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't, absolutely, you're going to lose your confidence when you move to another country and you feel completely displaced
mm-hmm.
in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to say is go back to what I did previously. Put yourself out into the world. Make sure you reach out to get educated and to build that network. There's so many programs out there, programs that Open Doors run, programs that organizations run. Put yourself back out into the world. Rebuild that confidence again and take a step. Because whatever step you take, you're going to create opportunities, which can lead to more opportunities. So for migrant women in particular, I would say build that confidence and put yourself out into the world. You'll be so surprised at the reaction of people that really want you to be part of Ireland, be part of the community. On a side note, 13 years on from living in Ireland, I now identify as Afro-Irish.
Wow.
This Ireland changes you, but you need to be willing to actually bring that into yourself. It changes you, but you also change Ireland. Change Ireland for the better.
I agree. Melissa, as a last question, as a companies face cutbacks on tougher financial times, how do we convince them for when times are good, but need to be at the core of their operating producers?
So and that's such a good question, because often diversity, equity and inclusion is one of those things that gets pushed to the side because organizations are chasing margins. My answer to that, or my response to that, is who's driving those margins? Who's driving it? It's the people that are driving it in your organization. It's the people that are creating better outcomes for your clients. And more Ireland is becoming diverse. We just have to look at the census results to see that. And therefore, our organizations are becoming more diverse. And when I talk about diversity, I talk about that full spectrum of diversity. So much that we can bring into our organizations. But it's understanding that as a business lead, as a diversity, equity, and inclusion lead, I need to be able to talk about not just the right thing to do, but also the commercial impact of diversity, equity, and inclusion in an organization. That it unlocks better decisions, it unlocks better margins. It unlocks better outcomes for organizations and the clients that they serve. So if organizations want to remain relevant, they wouldn't cut back on their diversity, equity, inclusion. They wouldn't cut back on their talent practices. Talent should be at the core of what organizations do to drive better outcomes for their clients.
And it's people that they're driving.
People. It's all about people.
And it was an amazing answer for this question. Thank you, Melissa. Thanks a million for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's been so great. Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks a million. If you have any message at the end, just feel free.
My message, I suppose, to everyone listening is make space for the other. Look at your circle around you. Think about how homogenous that circle is and bring some difference in. You're going to get so much from it. Make space for others.
That's nice. Thank you, Melissa. It was a great conversation. Thanks, everyone, for listening at home. See you on the next episode. We hope you found the series helpful. Please follow us online at Open Doors Work on Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter. Thanks a million.